Olympia rockers Slater Kinney, who are now based in Portland, are back with another offering. Unlike their previous two releases, Little Rope gets loud. Pointed Rage put this band on the map, and it seems like some of that is back after a sleepy indie rock vacation. It feels mainstays Corin Tucker and Kerry Brownstein have conviction again. The one feature of Little Rope that makes it stand out from the rest of the band's work is the pervasive grief that seeps out in the quieter spaces. Slater Kinney have never shied away from discussing death and mortality, but previously those motifs have appeared in short bursts and single songs. Little Rope is a whole album embracing the sorrow, then thrusting it away with violent outbursts, moments of close-held sadness, moments of joyful clarity, and moments of explosive anger. It feels like the push and pull of processing a life-changing loss, and there's a good reason for that. Partway through writing this album, Brownstein's mother and stepfather were killed in a car crash in Italy. Tucker had to break the news to her. Even with the emotional whiplash, this is Slater Kinney's most complete work in three releases. Brownstein fell into her music to process, translating her grief into her guitar, and leaning on Tucker for vocals. Normally, the two split those roles pretty evenly, but this record really focuses on Tucker's voice and Brownstein's sixth string. That dynamic lends the album some cohesiveness and makes it feel markedly different from other Slater Kinney LPs. This is by no means a perfect album. I find myself wading through a few of the tracks instead of listening to them. My favorite track is Six Mistakes. Crazy guitar distortion brings a chaotic noise rock sound. Hard-driving drums march steadily forward, keeping the energy up. The ultra-fuzzy guitar solos that devolve into nearly incoherent noise further amplify an already energetic track. It may be the best song from Slater Kinney in 8 years. Don't Feel Right starts off like a fun poppy track with sunny guitars and tongue-in-cheek lyrics hoping for better days. Immediately after the first verse, the guitars switch into a minor key and play a much darker bridge into a poppy second verse. It constantly switches back and forth, steadily becoming more cynical. It's a fun but anxious thing to hear hope go sour. Little Rope contains sparks of brilliance, sometimes even a sustained flame. I hope it signifies that Slater Kinney have found a good path to follow after bushwhacking in a new direction. Overall, this album is definitely worth a listen, and you'll likely find a new favorite or two. For NWPB, I'm Connor Henriksen.